News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says the short-term prospects for the Jamaican economy are positive. He says the bright outlook is based on the strengthening of productive activities in most industries. The projects, which are expected to spur growth of between 1 and 2% for the July to September quarter, include the continuation of roadworks under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, and construction of phases 1 and 3 of the north-south leg of Highway 2000.
Also, new hotel expansion and construction activities with at least 2 additional hotels expected to commence work during the July to September 2015 quarter. We note continued construction and retrofitting of building space to facilitate the expansion of the BPO subsector and the impact of reform initiatives to improve the business environment and spur small business expansion and development.
Mr. Bullock was addressing the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing in New Kingston recently. The Ministry of Health will in short order sign an agreement for the development of a 10-year strategic plan to advance healthcare services in Jamaica. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a $250,000 proposal was accepted by the Inter-American Development Bank IDB for implementation of the plan. The project was approved by Cabinet this year and signed off by the Attorney General's Chambers. Dr. Ferguson adds that it will be guided by a soon-to-be-established multi-sectoral group.
The group will provide guidance to the technical team, which will include external and local consultants with support from PAO, CARFA, and other agencies.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a press briefing in Kingston last Wednesday. All commercial and residential housing developments in St. Elizabeth are now mandated to make provisions for rainwater harvesting, whether or not the buildings are connected to a central water supply system. The St. Elizabeth Parish Council is advising the public that effective September 1, it will be refusing all residential and commercial building applications without evidence of a rainwater harvesting system. This new requirement has become necessary in light of the prolonged drought affecting the island.
All the applications made to the St. Elizabeth Parish Council shall reflect the location of the roof water catchment and tank system of a minimum capacity of 10,000 gallons or 40,000 liters. This equates to about 16 days' supply of water on the proposed site layout.
Director of Planning at the Council, Shane Taylor, speaking in an interview with GIS News. And with the new academic year set to begin on Monday, September 7, the Ministry of Education is again instructing school administrators not to lock out students as punishment for breaking school rules. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the ministry's policies for the students to be taken onto the school compound and behavior modification programs utilized to curb their behavior. She says this is in keeping with the ministry's focus of utilizing schools to provide social and developmental support to the nation's children.
We have said to principals that you have to find an area within the confines of the school compound to treat with these children. There are many things that can happen. When a child is locked out of school, a child is not responsible for himself. Some of the children will deliberately disobey the rule just for them to be locked out.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. Those were some of the top stories making the news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.